Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, her first name is Shakira, Shakera, last name Perkins.
Perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much and have a good day.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Perkins, she's going to assist you from here, okay?
Okay.
Yes, hello, is this Ms. Shakira?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and, see if we may be able to take you in. Before we go ahead and get started, I did just want to confirm the spelling of your first name here as Shakira, Shakera. Is that right?
Yes, great.
And last name as Perkins, that's Perkins. Is that correct? And I also have a phone number here for you, which is 601-402-0785. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead and get started. And you are currently a resident of the US, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and have you already found an attorney to assist you, or would this be the very first time you're looking into inquire?
This is my very first time.
Okay, great. So you are willing to affirm that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that right?
Yes, I have not.
Okay, great. And did you take Depo-Provera shots for at least one full year, and within that full year, at least four separate injections?
Yes.
Okay, and after taking Depo-Provera for at least that one year, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
I got diagnosed in it was like a couple years after.
Yeah, okay. A couple years after is fine. When was it that you were diagnosed? Do you remember the month and year?
Yeah, I think I had gotten out. The actual date was in September of 2019. It was 2019. I want to say September 13th, if I'm not mistaken, but yes, it was September 13th of 2019. That
Okay.
was the date that I was actually diagnosed.
I see. And it was meningioma that you were diagnosed with, is that right?
Yes.
I see, and I'm so sorry to hear that. And again, that date was September 13th, 2019, to the best of your knowledge, right?
Your daddy keeps calling. Tell him I'm on the phone with the lawyer. I can't accept his call right now. You can go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, you're okay, perfectly fine. And again, I'll keep it pretty brief so that we can, of course, get back to whatever you need to at the end of this, okay? So what's your date of birth?
October 12, 1984.
1984. Okay, so I have October 12, 1984. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had used Depo-Provera and was also affected similar to you, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge. I'm
Okay.
not to my knowledge.
Yeah, no, of
I don't
course.
know anyone.
Right, okay. No worries here. And was it the name brand Depo-Provera that you were using?
It was
Pfizer?
it were yeah, it was it started with a P. It was like
Yeah.
Pfizer.
Yes, Pfizer. Okay, perfect. Just wanted to confirm. And when did you use the Depo-Provera? Do you have the rough estimate of the dates of when you started and when you ended?
I started taking it roughly around 2016.
2016.
The
Do you?
month January, I'll just say January 5th of 2016. I know it was like in January, but it
Okay.
was in 2016. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put January 5th of 2016. Is that
Okay.
right?
Correct.
Okay, and when would you say that you stopped using it? What month and year did you want me to put?
You could do September 1st, 2019.
Was there a date in September, or did you want me to just put the first?
September 11th.
11th. Okay, got it. So I have September 11th of 2019. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. I have your first and last name here. Do you also go by a middle initial or middle name or just first and last?
Yeah, my middle initial is M. You want my whole middle name?
No, just whatever
I
you go by.
I have a middle name, but my initial is M. My middle name is Mache.
Okay, and how would I have the? Would I be able to get the full spelling of that?
Yes, M A S H A Y.
A Y. Oh, that's a pretty name. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and what's your social?
426-51-2038.
Perfect. I'll read that back to you. I have 426-51-2038. Is that right?
Right.
Perfect. I have an email here for you already, which is your last name Perkins, first name Shakira, the number 4, iCloud.com. Is that still the best email for you?
Yes.
Perfect.
My
and what?
Last name, first name.
Yes.
And the number 4, yeah.
Great. And what's the best address for you?
111 Coleman. It's blue. 111 Coleman Avenue. The one he was drinking out of? I don't know. I'm on the phone. 111 Coleman Avenue, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401. He was drinking out of it, but I knew.
I'm sorry.
Know.
What was the zip code?
39401.
Perfect.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No, you're perfectly fine. Is that a house or is there a unit number attached to it?
It's a house.
Perfect. I'll read that back to you. I have 111 Coleman.
No,
well, actually, instead of Coleman Avenue, I have Coleman Street. Is it Avenue?
Let me tell you, explain my address to you.
Okay.
In the system here in Mississippi, it be put down in both ways. Like,
okay.
They use street and they use avenue. It's just one street. I mean, it's like a dead end alley. So sometimes it say street, sometimes it say avenue. But on the sign, they never put whether it was a street or an avenue. So, like, if you put it in a GPS, it'll pull up avenue and it'll pull up street. It has always been like that. I've lived there all my life. On my driver's license, it would say avenue.
Okay.
But then, like, on my birth certificate or something like that, it'll say street. So you can put avenue, street. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're still going to come back to this address.
Okay, perfect. I'll just go ahead and put avenue then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll read that back to you. So I have 111 Coleman Avenue, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401. Is that right?
That's right.
And there's no unit number, there's no apartment number, because it's a home. It's a house.
No, it's a house. It's not a unit. It's
correct.
Not an apartment. It's a house.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to confirm that information. And prior to be diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other forms of cancer?
No.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the meningioma, who diagnosed you or which hospital diagnosed you?
I was at Forest General Hospital when I got diagnosed.
Okay.
And my doctor's name was Dr. David Lee.
Got it. Okay, let me go ahead and put, and that's Forest General Hospital in Hattiesburg, right? Off the 49?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Off Highway 49.
Okay, got it.
Big hospital here in Mississippi, Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I can see. Yeah. There's over 4,000 reviews on it, so I'm sure it's a huge hospital. Okay,
oh,
and you
yeah.
said that was Dr. David Lee that you saw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. And he diagnosed you, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And did he also treat you as well for the meningioma, or was that a separate doctor?
He the one treated me.
Okay. Who diagnosed you then? Do you remember?
That was my neurosurgeon.
Okay.
My OBGYN is the one who gave me the shot.
Okay. Okay.
He's the one that prescribed the shot to me, but he's not the one that my neurosurgeon is the one that treated me. He the one came in my hospital room. He the one had to do everything. Like take over. You know, he diagnosed me. He did right. all that.
Yeah. Okay. So he's the treating doctor as well. Now, was Dr. David the one that diagnosed you, or was that your OBGYN that diagnosed you?
Dr. David was the one that diagnosed me.
Okay. So he both diagnosed you and treated you for the meningioma. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And your OBGYN's name, the one that prescribed you the depot shots, what's their name?
My OBGYN is Giant Ferguson.
Okay. And was that also at Forest General, or did you go to a different facility or clinic?
No, it's at the OBGYN.
Okay.
It's on Hardy Street. It's just an OBGYN clinic.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's see.
Do you need my OBGYN address?
That's okay. I think I can find it on Hardy Street. Dr. James Ferguson, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I found him. Okay. And did you have the shots there at their office, or did you have them prescribed home to you and you picked it up at a local pharmacy?
I had to purchase it from a pharmacy.
Okay. And
they sent my prescription to the pharmacy.
Okay, and which pharmacy would that be? Do you remember?
It was at Walgreens. Used Walgreens Pharmacy on the corner of 49.
Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put that in then. Okay. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put that in. One off of 49, and I have their phone number as well. Okay, great. Okay, and at Forest General, they are going to have the medical records that show your diagnosis. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. And last thing I'll need here is just an emergency contact. We are not able to share any information about your case at all to them. This is just so that we have an extra phone number in case the one that we're speaking on does get disconnected. That's all.
You could get my mother's number. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And I am ready for her phone number whenever you have it.
My mother's number is 601-596-4414.
Mm-hmm. 14. Okay, perfect. And may I have your mother's first name?
Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A, Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. All right. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and draft up these consent forms. Basically, this is going to be what the attorneys need specifically for them to actually pull your records. Okay.
Okay.
So if I'm not already, you can go ahead and briefly put me on the speakerphone.
Okay. I'll put you on the speakerphone.
Great. Okay, and I'm just going to confirm all this information for you now. You are confirming that you are Shakira Mache Perkins at 111 Coleman Avenue, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401. Is that right?
Correct.
And I have your date of birth here as October the 12th of 1984 with the social security number of 426-512038. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent this over. You're going to see a text message notification pop up on your phone. Go ahead and click on it when it comes in.
Okay, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and click on it. And if you haven't gone through this type of process before, that's okay. I'll walk you through it step by step if you need to, okay?
Okay.
What you're going to do first is, do you see a link that you're able to click on where it'll take you to a website?
It took me to a DocuSign.
Yes, a DocuSign. And that at that point, you should see a continue button. You can go ahead and click on that. And you can go ahead and click on the box that says, I agree to electronic signature. And then another continue button.
I agree, continue.
And then it'll say, please review and act these documents. And then go ahead and click continue again. And then go ahead and click on where it says start to begin at the very top in yellow.
Wait, it's telling me to
allow.
It won't let me. It says sign.
Sign. sign here?
Like when I tried to quit. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I want you to look for a yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Do you see that?
Always making me sad, my name.
Yep, you can go ahead and sign your name the way that you typically do, like a regular signature, or you can click where it says select style. They'll generate one for you. That's your choice. And when you are happy with the signature either way, at the bottom left, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign.
Okay, adopt and sign.
Perfect.
Oh,
once you click
that. It's making me do a lot. Wait, ma'am. It's making me do a few of them. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's making me do a couple of them.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, I say you're done signing.
Perfect.
Let's continue.
So, yep, no. So you can actually exit out of that because when you click continue, they'll ask you to create an account, which we don't need you to do at all. Automatically, this document is going to be saved in your email, so you can always reference back to if you need to, okay?
It says start sending and signing today. So when it says get started, I just click out of it?
Yeah, you can just exit out of the page. You don't need to click on anything else on that website.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't need you to do anything else on that page.
Okay,
and you're actually done here. So what's going to happen is that I am going to be sending your information over directly to the team of lawyers that are going to be handling your case. And sometime from now until the next 4 days, someone is going to be calling you to be doing an introductory phone call. They want to make sure you know exactly who it is that's going to be working on your case, and then they'll start pulling your records. So just make sure that you do get back to them if they do call you, okay?
Okay,
and in a moment here, I am also going to be texting you with my direct number, so in case you ever have questions or concerns, or if you want updates on your case, just feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be able to assist you.
Okay, text your name and your number.
Yes, I'm going to text you my name. You can save the number if you want, or just, you know, keep it on there as a text message, just whatever you want to do, and then, you know, we can go ahead and communicate that way, and if you don't have any other questions, that's pretty much it for today. Do you have any other questions?
That's it.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate your time again. I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope that we're able to get you some justice in the near future. Okay, Shakira?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. You have a lovely rest of your day now.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.